Sylvia Walker says that an estimated 70% of all working South Africans don't have a will, and also that this is not the wisest situation to be in. Sylvia Walker, that's a high percentage.
Hello, Abs. Morning. Yes, it's quite frightening, actually, if you think about it. This is according to the Master of the High Court, estimates from the Master of the High Court.
Taking it from experience, Sylvia, I will tell you why. I mean, my father's estate, he passed away without a will. It took us 10 years to do something we could have done in 2 years.
Yes, and less than 2 years if you'd had a will, probably.
Oh,
I know,
Abs,
I know of another situation where it took somebody 17 years to sort out their father's estate.
Yeah.
It's now recently sorted out, 17 years.
All right.
And, you know, yeah.
Sylvia, let's get to the nitty-gritty of it. You know, time's always the enemy. What is the purpose of a will?
So, Abs, it's really two things. The first is for you to appoint an executor, and then the second is to decide or to specify how you want your property divided up, your assets or your things. Who must get what? So it's really just those two elements. That's what the will contains.
And if we talk about the will, Sylvia Walker, for many South Africans will be looking at you and saying, but what happens if I die without a valid will in place?
So basically, if you die without a will, then your assets are divided according to the Interstate Succession Act. So there is provision made in the law for this, but it's a long process. It can take up to 2 years, or actually that's what we normally say, up to 2 years. But listening to what you've said and listening to my other example, it can take much longer. But this interstate succession process basically works on it's specified exactly in terms of a pecking order, who will get what when. So, you know, you could end up with firstly your assets going to people you didn't really want it to go to because you've got no say in the matter. It can also lead to a lot of conflict in your family, you know, stress and strife and arguing, and because, you know, certain people expect certain things. And then, of course, it can be quite costly. And, so the other thing, too, Abs, of course, is while your estate is being wound up, everything's frozen. So it leaves your family pretty much devastated during that period of time. So all of those things are actually quite a bad, you know, quite negative impact of not having a will at the end of the day.
It sounds like it's a very daunting thing to draw up. Do I need money? Do I need an attorney? What do I need?
So the point is, you know, Abs, everyone's going to die. That doesn't matter how rich or how poor we are. At the end of the day, we're all going to reach the same point, unfortunately. So everybody does need a will. And people often say, I don't have anything. You know, I don't have any money. So especially young people, you know, and it's only for older people. You know, older people need a will. Everybody needs a will because even if you don't have money, you've probably got debt. So you want that to be tied up neatly when you die. Because that's the purpose, is to tie up all your affairs. And then, you know, in terms of how do you do it, you can actually do it yourself. You know, in the old days, it used to be you can probably go and buy a form somewhere, but now there's a lot of resources on the internet. But you can do it through an attorney. You can do it through a bank. Many of the banks and other financial institutions will do the will for free for you. So there are a number of ways to do it. You can do it yourself, or you can use one of the resources available. And I think, you know, people often just, it's something they don't really want to think about. So doing my will means I'm thinking about death, which is not very pleasant. But I always say just do it, get it done, tick that box and get on with life. You know, at least you know you've got that peace of mind.
To you listening at home, you're listening to Sylvia Walker, who's talking about wills, saying that 70% of South Africans, working South Africans, don't have a will, and that is a bad idea. So we're just looking at pointers on why it's important to have one and how you can go about having one. Sylvia, we've seen in movies, we've seen in many other things where someone will say, but the will is not valid. So what makes a will to be valid or not valid?
It's always a classic, that, isn't it, in the movies, yeah. So the will, for a will to be valid, and this is particularly now if you're going to, because that's the thing, you might have a will too that you've drawn up, but it might not be valid. So after you've passed away, somebody might challenge it, and then that's also not a great idea. So for it to be valid, it needs to be firstly in writing, so it cannot just be a verbal thing. Two people older than 14 must witness the will. And they can't be beneficiaries. Okay, very important. You have to also initial every page of the will and sign the last page in the presence of the witnesses. And then the witnesses must also sign the will. So those are the basic, you know, the basic conditions or the basic circumstances which actually will determine that the will is valid.
Mm. Are there any specific issues that one needs to consider?
I think, Abs, you know, there's certain circumstances. You know, people often in South Africa get remarried. So, you know, you might have a will in place, but your circumstances change. And that's why it's always clever, you know, a wise thing to go and every 6 months or so, at least once a year, but even every 6 months to go and revisit your will. But let's say you've remarried and you've got children from, you know, your previous marriage and you've got new children from a new marriage, you know, a second set family, which a lot of people do. And if you don't have a valid and new will in place, your old will still be standing. And that can actually cause a lot of stress if you had to die because you've got, you know, children number one and children number two all vying for money from that same pot. So that, and, you know, if you get divorced, obviously change your will. And anything, any life-changing event, if you change, you know, you sell assets, you may sell a property or buy new properties, you need to update your will. Also very important as, you know, part of the process is to make sure there's enough money in your estate to settle all your debts, because that's what the executors are going to do. They're going to settle all your debts. They're going to pay out to, you know, the people that have been nominated to receive various things within your estate. So you need to have enough estate liquidity. And then, as I said, you need to make sure there's cash for your family, you know, so that your family can survive going forward. Of course, it's been National Wills Week this week, which means that there are a number of law firms that have been who've made themselves available to draft wills for free for people. So that's, and we're virtually at the end of that. So there's like one day left, which is today, obviously. But so that's also an option that one can consider, is to take advantage of that, you know, when it comes around once a year with National Wills Week. And then I think lastly, Abs, you know, you must nominate beneficiaries on your policy. So, and also update those beneficiaries. So what happens with that is instead of that money then being paid into your estate, those proceeds are paid directly to the beneficiaries, which can also make life a lot easier for them from a cash flow perspective. So, yeah, a number of issues one needs to think about.
And very quickly, Sylvia, as we wrap up, I mean, there's, of course, the tax man. Yeah, that one seems to have his hands or fingers on anything. Does he leave this one out?
Yeah, he doesn't know, Abs. He doesn't. So while you're working, he gets his cuts, and when you die, he gets his cuts. So basically, your net estate, over $3.5 million. So your net, so, you know, your estate minus whatever's owed, your net estate over $3.5 million, there's 20% estate duty levied against that. So you need to make sure, as I say, when we talk about estate liquidity, there's enough money in the estate to pay, settle all your debts and everything else, plus, of course, to pay for the estate duty. So very important not to forget the tax man in this process.
Thank you so much, Sylvia. Very quickly, your tips for this session?
Abs, I think just don't delay, you know, get it done. If it's something you've been putting off, just do it. Just take the time, take that hour or two and just get it sorted. And as I say, tick that box, because life is about living, but we need to also make sure that when we die, we actually have everything tied up. So, you know, just get it sorted, get it done and, you know, and carry on with life. But at least you have that peace of mind.
Thank you so much, Sylvia Walker, for joining us on this Friday. We chat again next week, Friday.
Bye, but have a good weekend.
Thank you very much to you, Sylvia Walker. SMS comes in saying, can you please take on the cops?